When we first came across them back in the 80s, they were a staple in Chinese supermarkets. Basically, they've always been part of their diet. It wasn't until the late 90s that the Americans got hold of it and started marketing it as goji. Essentially, it's become almost like a vitamin-enriched food that has become quite popular in the Australian diet. The berries themselves are at least as good as blueberries, nutritionally, but they're much, much easier to grow. They'll grow over a much wider range of climate, and essentially they'll grow anywhere in Australia. Just about every backyard could have one. And once you've actually tasted fresh berry, you really don't want to have the dried anymore.
So how has your business grown in terms of sales?
Initially it was really quite slow. I mean, goji did go up very, very quickly in the mid-2000s, but by about 2010 it had started to wane a little bit, then took a break for a couple of years and now it's started to climb back up again.
Why do you think there was a break?
Competition from all these other superfoods. Unfortunately, as soon as there's some sort of media hype on a superfood, it tends to dominate the market for a while.
What types of people are buying goji berry plants and seeds from you?
Mainly people who realise that you can actually grow it in your backyard. We had a very big influx of orders for bulk plants, for people who actually thought that they would get in on the dried berry market. That has tapered off and individual backyard buyers have taken over. Over the last probably 5 or 6 years, we would have sold to between 400 and 500 farms or farmers who were prepared to give it a try. Most of them were in South Australia, Western Victoria and southwestern New South Wales. Most of the farmers who were buying bulk plants were doing so to get an off-season crop and something that had quite a good retail market. Basically, most of the people thought that they'd had an original idea.
And as you understand it, no one has lifted it off the ground commercially?
No. The bulk started becoming very popular about 4 years ago, so it's not until the fourth year that you actually get a worthwhile amount of fruit. Now, we're at a stage where their plants are beginning to bear properly. So now they've got the problem of how to actually economically harvest and then take it to the market.
So should we expect lots of farms soon selling off goji commercially?
Well, I would expect so. Well, the problems around harvesting goji is that you can't do it mechanically. The berry needs to be taken off. It grows very much like coffee along the stem and it doesn't all mature at the same time. So essentially when we're picking berry, we go out every day during the season and pick the same bushes because there's new berry ready each day. You can't pick the berry before it's ready, and as soon as it's ripe, it falls off.
And because China is our main supplier, do you think Australian farmers, if we do have the goji, will be competitive?
If we can overcome the labour problem, yes. You need to actually have access to pickers. The product itself will be. We can definitely grow a better berry here than we can import. But having harvested them for seed for the last 10 or 15 years, I really do doubt that we can actually overcome or come up with a decent solution for harvesting that makes it economical.